You're not going to want to miss this episode of the AI Show, where we look at two amazing new features inside of text analytics with my friend Parashar. Make sure you tune in. You can probably use them today. Hello and welcome to this episode of the AI Show, where we're going to look at what's new in text analytics. We're going to look at two features. I've got a special guest, Parashar. Hello, my friend. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Hello, everyone. My name is Parashar. I'm a program manager on the text analytics team, and I specifically lead sentiment analysis, opinion mining, and related operations as part of it.
So that's awesome. So I thought before we even dive into the two new things you're going to talk about, do you have a second to tell us, like, get people up to speed on what cognitive services are and then what text analytics is and what it's for?
Sure, definitely. Here you can see that I have put all the cognitive services which are available right now. We cluster these cognitive services into different pillars. So there is vision, there is speech, there is language, and there is decision. So whenever you want to use AI models, but do not want to start from scratch, like training the model and then having a data set and things like that, that's when you can actually use cognitive services. It's basically pre-built AI models, which you can use easily. And it takes less than a minute to get started. Just send your data and get a response back.
So this is really cool. And I don't know if people know this, but when I went to school, I started with NLP. And so text analytics is extra special to me. Why don't you tell us what text analytics is for and maybe why people would use it?
Yeah, definitely. So text analytics is part of the language pillar. And the idea behind text analytics is, if you have text, be it actually raw text or transcribed text, and you want to analyze this text, then you can send it to the text analysis API. And depending on the type of operation you invoke, you will get a response back. So you can do things like language detection, key phrase extraction, entity recognition, PII detection, and my favorite, sentiment analysis.
Yeah, and to me, sentiment analysis is quite useful if you think about it, especially with the trove of text. You want to know if people are happy with the things that you're doing, especially if you're making products, etc. So now that we've talked about cognitive services, we talked about text analytics, let's get into the new things in text analytics that you're excited. You told me you're really excited to talk about.
Yeah, definitely, Seth. So as I mentioned, sentiment analysis is my favorite right now. And the reason is we launched a new capability in sentiment analysis, and we call it opinion mining. This helps customers get actionable insights in addition to the sentiment. So let's take this example that the customer service agent was great, but the system was slow. So if you just look at the sentiment, it is probably mixed, right, at a sentence level. But now if you want to get actionable insights, like what was the customer service agent like and what was the system, which was the agent interacting with me like? So now you can get individual actionable opinions out of it. So the agent was great, but the system was slow. And this is what we call as opinion mining. So think of opinions as adjectives and aspects or the subject as your noun or verbs with which these adjectives get associated, and we help you get the sentiment around it.
This is cool. So because it's not just as I'm looking at this, because I used to be like the sentence, it's like it gives you a score between, you know, 0 and 1, 0 being bad, 1 being positive, but you're saying that now this can actually look at the aspects and the opinions on those aspects. So this is like aspect-based sentiment analysis, not just raw sentiment analysis. Is that right?
That's correct. And it opens up a new set of use cases. So for customers or users who actually do not want to do full document level sentiment analysis or a sentence level sentiment analysis, they can now use this one because you are actually getting phrases or actionable insights from it.
That's cool. So let's talk about, so you're talking about opinion mining. I wanted to get an introduction to both of these things and then maybe get into some demos. What's the next thing you wanted to talk about?
Yes. Next big thing that I'm really excited to talk about is async API. So all the text analytics APIs, which I mentioned earlier, so the sentiment analysis, key phrase, named entity recognition, and language detection, they are available in sync form, right? So basically the latency is less than 500 milliseconds, and you can send up to 5,000 characters in one request. But now we got a feedback from customers that this sync API is great, but sometimes we have larger documents, so which are greater than 5K. And sometimes we want to bundle all these operations into a single request. So we don't want to send individual requests. So we listen to our customers, and I'm very excited to share that we are launching async API, or we call it the analyze endpoint. And the idea here is now you can bundle multiple text analytics operations into a single request, and you can send up to 125,000 characters in a single request. And you get the entire response back in a JSON, in a single JSON, which is all aggregated.
So if I'm understanding this right, this is basically an API so that if you want to send bulk stuff over, you basically send all the stuff over. And because I'm hearing the term async, once you send it over, the operation's over, then you need to query back for responses. Am I getting this right?
Yes, that's right. And the good thing is if you use the SDK, you don't even have to keep polling. We actually make it easier for you. So in a single operation, you send it, and once the response is back, you just get the results back. So even the polling has been made easier. But of course, you have an option that instead of the SDK, you directly call the API, then you can poll it manually.
That's really cool. I feel like we should take a look at a demo. Do you have something to show us?
Oh yeah, definitely. So let me switch to my demos. So I'm going to show you demos which are based on some common scenarios that I have seen with customers. So the first demo I'm going to show is around opinion mining, right? And like I said, opinion mining is an extension of sentiment analysis. So we have documented it on our Azure Docs page. The way you have to call opinion mining is you have to send opinion mining equal to true in your text analytics API request, right? So be it from the SDK or from the API. This is the flag that you have to set. And then you have to send your documents you can send up to 10 documents in one request, and then you get a response back. So I have a Jupyter notebook to show this with an example. And in this case, I already ran it beforehand, but as you can see that I'm suffixing opinion mining equal to true in my regular sentiment API URL, and I'm sending a few sentences where I'm trying to find out opinions and the aspects associated with it. And this is my JSON response where I get the offset, I get the confidence score, and most important, I get the actual text, which now I can parse and show it somewhere. So let us switch to a client where I have parsed this demos and I can show it to you, right? So
hold on 1 second, because let's go back, because you went really fast, because I don't think people realize that. If you scroll up, there's actually multiple languages that you're sending in the same request. Is that right?
Yes. Now, the thing is, opinion mining right now is supported only in English, but you do get the regular sentiment if you send a non-English language right now.
That's cool.
And we will keep on expanding. So there will be new languages which will be supported in the future. So let me show you a demo of how the process text looks like, right? So this is Power BI. And what I did is I have analyzed comments from IMDb. So these are basically movie reviews. And I ran it through the sentiment analysis and opinion mining APIs. And I get the sentence level sentiments, and I get the opinions and the aspects. And then I have just created some charts based on this. So if, say, for example, I'm a movie director and I'm making my next movie, and I need to find out, okay, how did my previous movie do in terms of the reviews? Then now I can dig deeper into the actual comments, and I can look at the aspects and the opinions, or the subjects and the opinions associated with it, right? So this way I can tune the script if needed and things like that. Now, one important thing I wanted to call out is, as you can see here, there is one sentence which is positive, right? So if I'm just looking for sentence at a sentence level sentiment, then I might miss out on this sentence, which is positive, but I do get negative opinion on it. So now this is the power of opinion mining, where it helps you get that actionable insights, and you can actually get the key phrase or something which you can take an action on. And you can do this for negative, positive, or even mixed sentiments.
That's cool. Yeah, and the thing I like about this the most is, as you're going through it, it becomes clear how important this can be, because you might miss somebody saying something negative about a specific thing because there's an overall positive sentence. You could totally miss that if you're not doing it from the aspect-based sentiment analysis. That's awesome. All right, so the next thing we want to look at was async, or is there anything else you want to show us here?
So I just wanted to quickly show that we have something called a kiosk. We call it the intelligent kiosk. And I have the link which I can share. So this can be used by anyone who wants to try text analytics quickly. And it shows you all the capabilities of text analytics, including opinion mining, in a single screen. So in here, as you can see, I just analyze a sample text. And we can see the opinions and the aspects which are there. And we can also see named entities and other capabilities which text analytics
have. That's cool. We'll make sure to get the link to this so people can download it and try it out. So then the second thing second thing we wanted to look at was the async capabilities. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. And I'm switching to VS Code now, our favorite IDE, as you know. So in here, I have an example where I'm sending more than 5,000 characters to the new async API. We call it analyze. And then we will try to aggregate the output. So basically, we are trying to do entity recognition, PII detection, and key phrase extraction all in one request. And then we'll see the output. Now, because of the async nature of the service, it is not sub-millisecond. So you send the response, you can either poll the API, or if you use the SDK, then we actually give you the entire response back. So let me walk you through this and actually show you what's the difference here. So if you see here, begin analyze, this is the new method that we have launched. And in here, I'm clubbing all the operations which I want as a response by sending this text which I have earlier. So I'm just going to quickly run this, and then we'll just wait for the response back, and I'll walk you through the response.
Well, since we have to wait, maybe we should just, like, you and I chat, and then we'll fast forward this for everyone to watch. Is that okay? All right, so it looks like it's finished. So let's go to the screen.
Yeah. So let me show you the output of the async operation. So as you recall that we were trying to do three different things in a single request. We were trying to do entity recognition. You can see it has recognized all the entities, and we support more than 100 entities now. It also did PII, and we have many PII categories that we identify, and you can also do redaction as part of it. And then finally, you can get the key phrases which are there as part of it. So everything is done, very easy to use and quick to start.
And it just took like a couple of minutes. I mean, you and I had our little chat while it was going on, but it didn't take very long. And how many characters is it sending off?
So it can send up to 125,000 characters. In this particular example, I had sent around 6,000 characters, which is greater than the previous limit that we have for sync, which was 5,000 characters.
These are obviously two amazing features. We talked about aspect-based sentiment analysis, as well as the async ability to send more documents at once. Do you have something that maybe will inspire people on some scenarios that they could actually use with this?
Yeah, that's a good point. And let me switch back to my presentation. So I work with a lot of customers, actually, day in and day out. And because these services have been there for many years, they are proven, they are tested. Customers use it in mission critical scenarios as well. And some of these new scenarios which I see are really amazing. So what customers are now doing is Because of the present times, a lot of people actually call customer care, right? And sometimes they chat, but oftentimes they make a call. So now with cognitive services, you can transcribe this audio from this support calls into text, and then you can send this text to text analytics and do sentiment analysis, PII, key phrase, or named entity, whatever you want to, and then process this and show it in a live dashboard. Right. So this is awesome because now you are having an end-to-end workflow with all these things. The second most common scenario which I'm seeing is analyzing social media feeds. And this is also near real time. So you can have feeds from Twitter or Facebook or any other platform and then analyze it in sub-second latency and process it in batch and then have it for your dashboards, be it in Power BI or any other application.
Yeah, and this is cool because, like, it's really easy to get, like, how many people bought something, but that's really not useful when it comes to when you want to understand how people are feeling about the things that you're selling or doing, and you're saying that with these pipelines and scenarios, you're able to monitor, for example, audio, which used to be traditionally hard because you can get automatically transcribed, or you can literally look at sentiment analysis on a social media feed, for example. This is really cool. Are customers doing this? You said customers are doing this.
Yes, definitely they are. And the good thing is that just like we keep on improving our text analytics AI models, we also keep on improving the speech to text and audio transcription models. And often in many of these cases, we have actually reached human parity. So even if there are spelling mistakes, sometimes we can fix it by pre-processing the text automatically, or even in audio, if there are pauses or slangs, we can process some of these and use this.
So this is amazing. Where can people go to find out more?
Yeah, so that's great. We have great documentation available, and I have provided some links over here. The best way to go is you can Bing it, actually, and just search it on the web. And you will go to the text analytics documentation page. We have quick starts for you to go through. We have how-to guides. We have also an explanation on the data limits and things like that. So it's very easy to start. And we are always open to feedback if you have any after you try it out.
Well, as always, Parashar, it's a pleasure to spend some time with you. Thank you so much for being with us. And for you that are watching, thank you so much for watching. You've been learning all about text analytics, two new features, opinion mining, and the async API. Thank you so much for watching, and hopefully we'll see you next time. Take care.